Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I'd like to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church here in Morgan Hill. Those who are listening over the radio, the internet, and those who are in our sanctuary, we welcome you. And we pray that you might experience the power and the love that God's Word can only give to us today as we come and worship our God. And if you're a visitor, you can ask one of the ushers in the back. They can give you a registration card, and if you'd like to fill it out, and when the offering plate is passed, you can put it in, and Pastor Tomlinson would like to call you and thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find an outline of Pastor's sermon in the bulletin. And the scripture of the month is also found in the bulletin. In John 1:29, it says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." And now we're going to do what we come to do. Praise the Lord with your beautiful voices and worship Him. And we're going to praise the Lord together now with Tae Young at the piano. And since Victor Laurel is not here, yours truly will be leading the songs. I'm going to need all the help I can get from you guys. So if we'll turn in our hymns to hymn 475, we're going to sing the first and last verse, hymn 475. Thank you very much for that wonderful singing. Now let us continue praising the Lord with page number 505. If you'll please turn in your hymn book to 505. Again, so we'll continue with our last song, number 479. If you please stand for the singing, page 479. much. Pastor Tomlinson.
Well, thank you so very much. It is a blessing that we can gather again together to praise our Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, rejoicing that you have called us out of the darkness into your marvelous light. You have filled us with hope and peace. You have blessed us with your abiding spirit. And it is in you that we find our hope and our strength and our purpose in our life. And it is you that we turn to in times of need. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, it says, "Therefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them." Father, we pray for your intercession upon those who need your intercession in their lives, your work in their lives to draw them unto you, give them peace and comfort and healing. We pray for your reviving power in your divine presence to encourage your heart, the hearts of your people, to deeply long for and thirst after your word in your presence, that they would seek to study the word of God to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they would live their lives in such a way that the neighbors who are around us would not only hear of your transforming power and your magnificent love and mercy and grace, but they would actually encounter it through us, that you would do a marvelous work to return hearts and minds to you, to build up a people unto you, to follow after the ways of God and of Christ, holding firmly and boldly to thus saith the Lord. And Lord, as we live in a broken world, there are those who need your healing presence and your comforting power in the times of difficulties and trouble. We pray for Henry John that you would bless him, Lord, as he's not feeling well today. Give him strength in his body and encourage his heart in you. We lift up to you Lily Ida as she has troubles with her platelets, so she needs platelets and the strength that comes from them. Give her that strength, that peace, and that comfort in you. We lift up to you Philomena Laurel, who has some health issues, that you would give the wisdom to the doctors and to the family on the path of healing that she needs. We pray for Futsum Kibriyab and for his recovery, that you would strengthen his body. We lift up to you our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, as they have several health issues. Lord, you are able to touch and heal and comfort them all. We lift up to you as well our friend Monty Llewellyn, who has so many different health issues. Lord, give him your spirit of comfort and encouragement, that the joy of the Lord would fill him and strengthen him for your service. And we pray for those with cancer, for Patricia Llewellyn, Monty's wife, for Bob Jones' brother Ron, for Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law Peter, for you to strengthen and encourage them in you, that they would feel and hear and know of your comfort, of your healing, and of your power. Lord, we're thankful for those who are expecting to bring new life into this world, for Jacqueline Palmer expecting in May and Esther Pelias in September. Bless them with your healing, with your divine guidance, and with your provision. We pray for Bethel as we look to make some changes to our facilities, that you would open up the doors of opportunity with the city, that we can do so here, and that we can fix the facilities that we have and have one building in one place. We pray that you would use us in a mighty way to reach out to our neighbors and friends of the community around us, to communicate to people of the glorious riches which can be found only through faith in Jesus Christ. We pray for the missionaries throughout the world, for your hand of blessing upon them, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving throughout Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott ministering in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Merexa Perez ministering in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices reaching out to women in Gilroy, in Morgan Hill, and San Martin. Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. We pray, Lord, for the funds that are to be received to be used for the expansion of the gospel to honor and glorify you, that you would bless those who partake of assisting this work of ministry to move forward in you and in your might and power to encourage them and bless them, whether they're listening from within the sanctuary, listening over KKMC radio, over the internet, or later upon the CD. Bless them with your strength, your spirit, in your divine presence, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And again, I would like to
welcome everyone to the sanctuary for worshiping God today, especially the visitors that we have in our congregation. It's good to see Louise back with us this morning. He must have liked what he heard last week. Amen. Amen, brother. Now we're going to be teaching in God's Word in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 9 through 12. Verses 8, 9 through 12. And we'll please stand for the reading of God's Word in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 9 through 12. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep." For all the people wept when they heard the word of the law. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." So the Levites quieted all the people, saying, "Be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved." And all the people went their way to eat and drink, to send portions, and rejoice greatly, because they understood the words that were declared to them. May God bless the reading of his word. Now let us bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we enter in your throne room. We enter in by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, we all bow down at your feet. We long to be where you are in your throne room. But Lord, we also ask for your presence to be with us here, because you alone are worthy to be praised, Lord. And may you receive all the glory is what's going to be said and done in the next hour when Pastor brings his message, Lord. There is no one like you, Lord. With our voices, we have come to praise you today, Lord, and may the Spirit of the living God fill this place. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Reveal your glory in this place, Lord. And Lord, we're so blessed to have the scriptures that you have taught us in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. It says, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And Lord, today, as we reason in your scripture, Lord, if there be one that doesn't know you, we pray that the Holy Spirit that you sent to convict us of our sins, convict that person, Lord, that they might repent and become a part of your family today. Lord, bless all the hearers that are here in our sanctuary and those who are listening over the internet and the radio, and especially be with our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, Lord, as he brings the word, that we might receive it gladly, and may we be edified, and we will forever give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.